Hi, this is Steve Ide for the Research Bureau. For almost 15 years, Worcester and the EPA have been at war over clean water policy. In their most recent skirmish, the city gained the upper hand, but ultimate victory remains far from assured. The Upper Blackstone Wastewater Treatment Facility is located at the headwaters of the Blackstone River. The Upper Blackstone treats the sewage of Worcester and 10 other area communities and then discharges the treated wastewater into the Blackstone River, which empties into the Narragansett Bay in Rhode Island. This process is regulated by the EPA by issuing discharge permits in accord with the terms of the Federal Clean Water Act. The Upper Blackstone received its first permit from the EPA in 1998. This permit limited nutrient levels in the facility's discharges, which required expensive upgrades to the facility, which in turn meant big sewer bill increases for area ratepayers. The upgrade's total cost was $200 million, causing the average sewer bill to triple over the last 10 years, from $100 to $300. The average property tax bill during the same time frame only went up 50%. But that was just the beginning. Even before the last permit's upgrade was complete, in 2008, the EPA imposed another permit, mandating new and stricter discharge limits. The Upper Blackstone believes that this permit would require an additional $200 million in upgrades, an additional $200 a year from ratepayers. The Upper Blackstone has vigorously appealed the permit, arguing that it is based on faulty science and is not necessary to meet existing water quality standards. The details get very complicated very quickly. Environmental groups sued the EPA for not being even stricter with the Upper Blackstone. Massachusetts Environmental Commissioner sided with Worcester, supporting a modification of the initial permit terms. The Rhode Island State Attorney General then wrote to the EPA to stand firm and denounced the Massachusetts official for advocating a, quote, anti-environmental position. And that's just the legal and political aspects, to say nothing of the science of the thing. But the essence of the issue here is, how clean do we want our water to be and at what cost? The Blackstone, like the Charles River in Boston Harbor, has undergone dramatic turnarounds in water quality over the past few decades. In the early 1970s, there were only two species of fish in the Blackstone. Today, there are 24. Since 2000, nitrogen and phosphorus levels have dropped by two-thirds. Could it be cleaner? Sure. In fact, the EPA believes that the Blackstone is one of the most polluted rivers in Massachusetts and perhaps also the nation. But keep in mind that the Blackstone carries in it legacy contamination from Worcester's former industrial area in the form of various metals caked into its sediment. This new permit does not even claim to address those metals in the sediment, but the nutrients in the wastewater. By reducing nutrient levels, the EPA's permit aims to reduce excessive algae and plant growth to make the river more suitable for fish life and recreational purposes. In other words, this is a quality of life issue, not public health. The Blackstone is not in any imminent danger of catching on fire. Environmental groups believe that the essence of clean water policy is progress. Yes, American waters have become much cleaner, but we can and should go much farther. In their view, Worcester and the Upper Blackstone are simply stalling, and there's no good reason to modify the initial 2008 permit. Upper Blackstone officials, for their part, believe that the EPA should not have issued a new permit before the first set of upgrades were given a chance to work. They have new data which they claim shows that the Blackstone is cleaner than was initially believed, and they have new computer modeling which questions how beneficial the mandated nutrient reductions will be to the Blackstone River's overall water quality. Last month, a panel of federal judges directed the Upper Blackstone and the EPA to a mediation process, thus supporting the Upper Blackstone's position that the EPA needs to consider the new data and modeling that has become available. But ultimate victory is still far from assured. This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.